Today on episode number 352 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a fun podcast success story from my buddy Ray Ortega. We're going to chime in. Last week I asked you for your opinion on, is chit-chat at the beginning of a podcast, is that really, really annoying? That's what I was thinking, and I wanted your opinion. We're going to hear that opinion. And then I've been talking since 2005 about how podcasting is going to change the world. And today I'm going to say, look, don't just take my word for it. And we're going to go around the dial and hear what others are saying about the power of podcasting.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to promotion, all points in between. In fact, if you're looking to start a podcast, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. We have everything you need to launch a successful podcast. If you need music, if you need graphics, if you need anything, really, microphones, recording tutorials, it's all there, schoolofpodcasting.com. I'm so happy that you are here. I've got my cool morning voice going on today. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, just you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. The number is 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. Or there's actually a voicemail button out at the website. So if you're on your iPhone, your iPad, something with a microphone, you can just click and we'll hear your smiling voice on this podcast. Well, if you are new to the show, let me give you a little heads up. First of all, everything we talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/352. But I always like to kind of spotlight some podcast success, meaning because of my podcast blank. And that could be anything, really. How have you been benefiting from your podcast? We've had some really interesting answers on this, and I call it podcast success. So today we're going to start off with my buddy Ray Ortega. You can find him at podcasterstudio.com. I'll be talking about Ray and my buddy Daniel J. Lewis here in a minute as well. But right now, let's start off with a podcast success story from Ray Ortega from the podcasterstudio.com.
If you listen to Dave Jackson over at schoolofpodcasting.com, he's always talking about the power of podcasting, and he'll ask people a real simple question. He'll say, you know, because of my podcast, .. right? So you fill in the blank, right? And people have these amazing stories because of their podcast. They've had the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z. And so in this case, because of podcasting, you know, I got a job as a podcast producer, and I got to go to London, and I got to meet up with Mike. But had I not had a podcast, I would have never been able to go to a foreign country. And although England, not very foreign, it's basically a great trip. It's a great starter trip for international travel for Americans, because it's pretty much the same as America, with deeper history and accents and driving on the other side of the road. Don't try to drive there. But other than that, it's a lot like here. So great starter for international travel. But anyways, if I didn't have a podcast, I couldn't have just sent a tweet or an email and said, hey, come into your country, do you want to meet up? Okay, so a podcast made that happen. So Dave, because of my podcast, I got to go to London and hang out with Mike Russell in the pub. So that's pretty cool.
And that's why I am, is it green with envy? Yeah, green with envy. Mike Russell, of course, music radio creative. You can find more about Mike at schoolofpodcasting.com/music radio creative. And of course, you can find my buddy Ray Ortega over at podcasterstudio.com. And before we get to the comments, speaking of Ray Ortega, and when are you not speaking of Ray Ortega? I mean, he's Ray Ortega. If you go over to Podcasters Roundtable, we just did episode 11. It was myself. It was Daniel J. Lewis, who I think, because if you think about it, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is KFC. There was Pabst Blue Ribbon, which was PBR. I vote we now refer to Daniel J. Lewis as DJL. I'm just saying. Anyway, so it was Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast.com, by the way. And a new friend, Jeffrey Bradbury, who does the Teacher's Cast. You can find that at teacherscast.net. And again, you can find all of us. What we did is we talked about if we had a $500 kind of fake budget to spend on podcasting, then we had different scenarios. Like my scenario was two people that were in different cities that had a podcast, and what, how would I connect them? What microphone would I buy? Would I buy hosting? Things like that. So you can find that over at podcastersroundtable.com. And if you just can't get enough Dave, I was interviewed by the award-winning Daniel J. Lewis over on episode number 122. Now, the episode is titled Niche Podcasting for Hundreds of Episodes, and that is at The Audacity to Podcast. You can find that at theaudacitytopodcast.com/122, where I was over there hanging with Mr. Daniel J. Lewis, and he interviewed me. And here's the thing. I've had people occasionally say, I don't seem to hear the ums and you knows that you always talk about, Dave, because I do say and you know more than I wish I would. And I think, really, if you do one you're already going, oh, geez, right? And if you want to hear what I sound like naturally, because I do occasionally go through and edit out some of my ums and you knows on this podcast, go listen to that, because number one, this is what I always say about ums and you knows. It's basically your mouth is filling up the blank air as you try to come up with an answer for your question. So somebody says, what is your favorite color? And you go, I guess purple, right? So you're kind of filling up the dead air. And so you will hear I say, much more in that case, because I am, even though I was prepared, I kind of knew what the questions were ahead of time. And but I didn't want to go through and really prepare serious, like word for word, write out answers. I wanted it to be a conversation with my buddy Daniel. And if you want to check that out, go over to theaudacitytopodcast.com/122. Alrighty, well, for years I've been telling you how I've thought, seeing the writing on the wall, that podcasting was going to change the world. It was going to change the way we communicate with each other. We distribute content via audio and video. And I have talked about how it makes you be seen as an expert. It's a way that you can boost business. It's a way you can get your message out to the world. And the list goes on and on. And if you want to see all the reasons why you should be podcasting, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/337. It's a episode I did about why you should be podcasting in 2013. So you've heard it from me. And if you're thinking, yeah, but who are you, Dave? Well, all right. So recently, this, I believe it was past weekend, it was Social Media Marketing World. This was in April 7th through the 9th, out in fabulous sunny San Diego. And the typical cast of characters, right? The top of the cream of the crop out there. And this was Michael Stelzner. And he does the Social Media Examiner. And he also does the Social Media Podcast, I believe is the name of it. Social Media Examiner is a great website. If you have not checked it out, check it out. And so he created this event. And my friend Cliff Ravenscraft was out there. Pat Flynn, who I was on a podcast around table a couple weeks ago, he was out there. And like I said, kind of the typical same cast of characters, except I was listening to Cliff's show, and you can find Cliff at podcastanswerman.com. And he was saying there are a lot of businesses out there. And so to make a long story short, I have been approached by numerous people saying, wow, I just got back from San Diego. And wow, they're all saying podcasting, 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 podcasting. And we got to get going with podcasting. And so I thought I would play you some clips on that. And let's start off with Pat Flynn. You can find Pat at smartpassiveincome.com. Pat is a guy that has a very successful blog, very, and then started a podcast and grew his audience by 20%. Yeah, not too shabby. Here is Pat.
I did speak twice, actually, once in a solo session and then on a panel, both times about podcasting. Podcasting became one of the major themes during the conference. It was mentioned as one of the hottest things to do in 2013 as far as content marketing and building relationships with your audience. Everyone is buzzing about the idea of podcasting.
So again, everybody is buzzing about podcasting. great to hear, and something I've been saying. And like I said, you'll hear in these clips that it's just not me that's saying this. It's a lot of people, some very successful people. Let me give you an example. The success of Pat Flynn in 2012, and I have I mentioned this in the episode where I was interviewed by Daniel over at the Audacity to Podcast, is that the reason I put an income report on my website out at schoolofpodcasting.com, I believe it's under the About tab, is because of Pat Flynn. It's just sheer when you pull back the curtain. And for me, my book, More Podcast Money, how can I say I know what I'm talking about unless I have some proof? So I'm not bragging when I show you what I make, because I only work 3 days a week at podcasting. The rest of the time I'm doing my day job. And, you know, but I still bring in enough money to go, wow, that's not too shabby. And so Pat is a guy that understands that, and a very successful guy. And so here he is saying, yeah, podcasting, it's time to start your podcast. So next up, let me play you some of the keynote, which is from Michael Stelzner.
This is going to shock a lot of you. Look at this. In the bottom left, I asked the question, what are all the social networks that you're currently using? And what are all the social media related tools and stuff that you're using? Podcasting. Only 3% of marketers are using podcasting. But notice, 32% want to learn how to use podcasting, and 24% plan on increasing their podcasting activities in 2013. That is an 8 times increase over the number of people that are actually doing it. Podcasting, bar nothing in our study, is the hottest thing in 2013, period. Now, this is going to shock a lot.
Oops. That woo! That is Cliff Ravenscraft. And again, you can find Cliff over at Podcast Answer Man. You can hear where, A, everybody's jumping on board, and it is time to start a podcast, and everybody's realizing the power of it. Here is another clip from Michael Stelzner. This, was from the Social Media Marketing Summit.
This is why I think podcasting is exploding. Number one, 1 billion smartphone users in the world. Now, raise your hand if you have a smartphone. All right, cool. Keep them up if you listen to podcasts. Okay, so all you guys that have a smartphone that are not listening to podcasts, you may not realize your smartphone is a receiver. It's like a radio receiver. You can listen to podcasts whenever you want, and trust me, you will be hooked. I just recently got into podcasting. I just recently got into listening to podcasting. But the bottom line is that once people begin to discover that they can actually listen to on-demand talk whenever they want, wherever they want, it is going to be radically humongous. As a matter of fact, Apple has this really cool podcasting app, and everybody knows what kind of influence Apple has. If Apple is coming out with an app dedicated to podcasting, it tells you that they think something is happening. This is also very cool. BMW and Ford are integrating podcasting into cars. Now, what does this mean? I don't know. I'm guessing it means when I pull in my garage, it'll sync up with my Wi-Fi network. And then when I leave, all my podcasts will be in the car. So do you guys see where this is going? This is an opportunity for you to have direct access. Now, I have 20,000 people that listen to my podcast every week, which isn't huge.
No, Michael, 20,000 people listen to your podcast. Correction. That's huge.
But I think it is. I mean, to have 20,000 people, 20 times the crowd that's in this room right now, listen to every single week of my podcast, I cannot tell you guys how it has really changed my business. And I'm hoping that some of you will decide to go into podcasting.
There you go. Very, very cool. And again, this is a room of 1,000 internet marketers. And I'm telling you, when that thing let out, I saw a spike at the School of Podcasting, because everybody is like, wow, I got to jump on this thing. And they are. And it's a beautiful thing. I've got, like I said, I've got everything you need to start a podcast, and I will help you along the way. I'm putting in more support, I guess you could say, at the School of Podcasting coming in the near future. I'll talk about that in a future episode for members, to make sure that you are not alone. You know, obviously I'm here, but there are other things coming in that arena. So people are jumping on board, and Well, let me play you another clip here. Before I do that, that was from episode number 304 from Podcast Answer Man. Again, that's Cliff Ravenscraft was there. This is from the Speaking of Wealth show. And this was episode number 78. This is from a guy named Jason Hartman. And Jason, by any chance, if you are listening, I am coming for you, buddy. You need to be on this podcast because you do. I typed in looking for this podcast. Jason does like 8 million podcasts, apparently. And I met him briefly at a New Media Expo in New York. And we didn't get a chance to really chat. But the Speaking of Wealth show is an interesting show about a way for speakers and authors and things like that to earn more cash. And so he was interviewing, and I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Naresh Vissa. He's a digital sales consultant. He is the, or was the director of media strategy for Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. He's, he basically has been involved in digital marketing for a while. And in this clip, you will hear him talk about the value of a podcast listener, which is, of course, subscribe to your podcast versus the value, I guess you could say, dollar value of somebody on your email list.
By hitting subscribe, automatically episodes are going to download. And that shows that you're a loyal fan of the podcast or the show. So it, according to my calculations, the average lead is worth about $15 to $17. And in the online space, particularly within the newsletter industry, the average name is about, we're talking about $6 or $7. So that right there shows the power of a podcast lead.
Yeah. And by the way, I just got to mirror what you're saying so well, because one of my companies used to spend about $250,000 a year advertising on terrestrial AM radio. Well, we did a few FMs, but it was vast majority was AM talk radio. And it was amazing, Naresh. The people that would call up, some of them wouldn't have an email address, if you can imagine. I mean, this was maybe we stopped doing that maybe four years ago, probably. Okay. And, you know, we've sort of tinkered with it since then. But podcasting, it works better. It's a better clientele, because the other thing is, it's not a casual looker who just happens to be passively listening. It's someone who went and found your content. They found you. And they seeked it out. So they were interested. They qualified themselves, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's how, at least, you know, working at Stansberry, a lot of the new leads that we were able to generate were a result of podcasting. It wasn't people who we marketed to or any of that. The iTunes space, I mean, anyone can get on iTunes now from around the world. And we were able to suck in people to our different radio shows in 30 different countries. And we were able to convert them from just regular listener to front-end newsletter buyer, and then to back-end newsletter buyer to lifetime member in a matter of 3 to 4 months. That's how quick things are going. So, and it goes to show the power of podcasting, because as a listener, you actually get to hear the person writing the newsletter, or you get to hear the person selling the product. Whereas when you're reading copy or watching a video, you're missing out that element. And as a listener, you feel like you have a personal connection to that individual. You feel like, you know, I'm sure Jason, you have a lot of different shows, and I'm sure your listeners probably would call you one of their good friends, even though they've never talked to you, they've never met you, you've never met them, but they know you so well because of the podcast element. And when you come out with a new product, they're probably thinking, you know, where do I sign up to buy it?
Right, right. And one of the reasons I think for that is that you're not limited with podcasting with the time constraints and the commercial breaks. So people can really sort of get to know you better, if you will. That's just one of the other things. But I mean, they know you on any radio show. If you're in terrestrial radio, you kind of know the host and so forth. But with the constraints of having to do commercial breaks here and break up the thought pattern and being limited on time, that's another part of it.
All right. And I love what he says there, the value of a listener. If you think about it, one of the kind of, can I get some air quotes? The bad side of podcasting is subscribing to a podcast. It used to be kind of a pain in the butt. That's why we liked iTunes when it came along in 2009. And now with the podcasts app from Apple, it's actually pretty easy. You just go over to the store once you find it and do a search, and it's pretty cool. But nonetheless, you have to jump through a hoop or two. to get to where it's subscribed. With an email address, it's pretty easy. Right now, granted, you have to typically opt in a second time, but nonetheless, maybe a slightly more learning curve to subscribe to a podcast. Now, if you want to learn how to subscribe to a podcast, you can go over to learntosubscribe.com and it will show you how. But it is a little more of a effort. Those people have to actively get your content. And consequently, it's those people are really interested in your content. So I love that stat. I was like, wow, that's one for the stat sheet. That's one for the media guide. And one that you need to remember when it comes to trying to sell advertising, if that's something you're interested in your podcast. I do have another quick quote from Jason. Again, you can find him at speakingofwealth.com. And here he just talks about, apparently Jason's been online for a while, and he talks about when he wrote his first book and things like that. So here's a quote from Jason just about, again, the power of podcasting.
And I think there's been some good ground covered here, folks. If you're not podcasting, you need to start. When I published my first book back in 1999, I said, if you don't have a website, drop everything until you get one. And now I'm saying, drop everything until you get your podcast going, because that is one of the most important things you can do.
All right, back on episode number 351, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/351. I interviewed Nick Suberling of Start Talking and Recording Today, and I actually got a lot of feedback on that. Different people have said, hey, that was a good interview. And I said, well, you know, part of it was it's Nick, and he's a good guy. And you can find him at Start Podcasting Now. And one of the things I asked of you was, I had an example of I was listening to a podcast. And they were kind of building it up as we're going to get to the content. And then they just went, they did a major zag when I wanted them to zig. And they did it with chit chat at the beginning. They want to, we all say we want to know the person behind the mic. I'm just not sure we should lead off with it. And that was my thing. I'm like, am I too sensitive about this? Cause I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me, was kind of my reaction. So I asked you guys, I said, how do you feel about, for lack of a better phrase, chit chat at the, beginning of a podcast. So I'm going to read. I'm not a big fan of reading in podcasts, but a lot of comments out of the website. And this one is from Daniel Sparks, who is from Shriven, Shriven.net. Daniel Sparks says, I have unsubscribed from a couple of podcasts because the hosts spent more time talking about themselves than they did talking about the podcast topic. I don't mind hearing something personal. Key point here, if it relates to the topic or even a short personal note unrelated to the topic. However, I subscribed to the podcast to hear information on the advertised topic. I love the fact that he said advertised topic, because you're saying, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. And then you go and you're like, well, where's the thing? Right. And he says, and that's what I'd most like to hear. Personal announcements should be kept at the end of the podcast. And if listeners won't receive any value from the info, it should be left out altogether. Otherwise, it would seem more helpful to start a separate podcast about the ongoing saga of the host's personal life, which is what I did. Right? I have a podcast of those where I just did a rant on bacon. If you go over to betterdave.com, Americans eat 1.7 billion pounds of bacon. And yet we wonder why we're overweight. End of tangent. Next up, Kevin. Scullion. This is my buddy from Ireland. You can find him at bonnietours.com. He says, I'm brand new to podcasting, really into learning how to do it well. The amazing thing is having the absolute editorial control over everything, content, frequency, and audio quality. I hope that that is never taken away from me or anybody else, as podcasting would be no more. It can also very quickly lead to problems, as the lack of any editorial control can let you wander in all directions. Very creative, hopefully, but also very boring if unchecked. So yeah, the good news is you have control. The bad news is you kind of have control. And so sometimes I know personally myself, I have to have notes in front of me. You've heard the episodes without notes. They're not pretty. My vast experience of 4 weeks, I would suggest that the editorial board should be your listener and listener feedback for every episode, but whatever by whatever means, short of begging, might just help in keeping the podcaster on topic. He says, my apprentice wisdom is down to listening to your podcast, your experience, and the other podcasts in your niche. I listen to all five or six of you. Well, there you go. I myself thank you, as do, Ray and Cliff and Michael Dell and, of course, DJL. And I'd like to thank you all for the advice. If you ever fancy visiting Scotland, I might be able to, I cannot do a Scottish thing. I might be able to repay the compliment as I travel around my wee country. See, I want to do like the dude on Star Trek. She can't take any more, Captain. Anyway, I'll be your guide. And he says, Kevin / Shrek. Because if you listen to that old episode, I refer to him because he called in. It was this awesome Scottish accent. I was like, oh my God, it's Shrek. All right, Shannon Hernandez as us from a 20-minute podcast. Now, his URL is 20minutepodcast.com. Here's a quick little tip, bonus tip. If that was my podcast, I would also purchase 20 spelled out, 20-minute podcast, because that way, in case somebody aren't sure, they could type in either one and they'll go to your website. So here, Shannon says, hey, Dave, my podcast partner and I constantly have this discussion when we talk about the intro to our podcast. We are highly critical of how long our introduction is because we know that when people tune in, they should expect the show to start off right from the start. So we try to keep our chit chat to a minimum. Sometimes we go beyond what we have allotted for an introduction, but we go back, listen, and try to correct it in the next go round. Absolutely. I'm all for that. I'm always constant improvement, baby. It says, by no means, I cannot read today, by no means are we perfect at what we do, but as radio veterans, we have been trained to focus on attention span and what people might find interesting versus not interesting. I think podcasters should think of their entire show like a sandwich or essay. You know, it's introduction / body / conclusion. He says, I could expand on this so much more, but people should just keep things simple and get to the core of why, that's a key there, but people should just keep things simple and get to the core of why your audience wants to listen to you. I couldn't agree more with Daniel when he says that he has unsubscribed to podcasts based off the unnecessary banter that takes place in the beginning. I have a problem with so many podcasts for this reason, whether they are comedy, in air quotes here, podcasts, or more air quotes, please, informational podcasts. I want to get to the meat of why I'm listening. There's an unwritten expectation for listeners who are trying to get something out of their listening time. Just like you said, if they're interested in your podcast, they will listen all the way through and can get to the little bits of personality at the end of the podcast. All right. Thank you very much, Shannon. Deeply appreciate that. Scott Moore, you can find him at unsocializedmedia.com. He says, hey, Dave, great show. I think it depends on your connection with your audience. He says, to me, part of the purpose of podcasting is for the audience to get to know the podcaster and to some extent, vice versa. He says, I produce and co-host the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. We'll shoot the breeze some, but long before I started working with him, he built his audience with his personality and his encouraging ministry to dads and families. So I suppose his personality and the chit chat is some of what the audience expects. For a more business-oriented show, I generally expect less chit-chat, but I think it's up to the host or hosts to set the tone and the expectations for their audience. There's one show, I won't mention the name, that I've listened to for years, but I skip a lot of the episode because the host sometimes spends over half the show babbling about nothing. I have tremendous respect for the person and what he's accomplished, but his podcast has not been up to what I'd like it to be. Keep up the good work, Dave. I really enjoy the show. Scott, you think so much. He might have a point. Does it depend on the show? Because if it is just a show about you ranting or talking about your life, everything is chit-chat. All right, last little comment here. And again, I want to thank everybody who chimed in on this. If you'd like to chime into it, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/351. And this is from Melitza, who is at raisingplayfultots.com. She says, stop the show at the beginning to come and respond. How cool is that? I thank you very much for that. That really, I mean, wow, that's cool. I like a bit of chit chat at the beginning, but I much prefer getting into the subject at the beginning, then talking later. I wonder for the longest time whether anyone listened that far as it was after the interview. Sometimes I don't keep up with every episode, and hearing a partial story, even with recap at the beginning, reminds me that I didn't hear before and makes me want to switch it off. But having heard the message, then hearing the story, I don't feel that way. Strange, I know. Chit-chat and catch-up after the main topic of the show. It's taken me a long time to get to that myself. There are a few shows I listen to now that I listen to now to the chit-chat at the front thing. Okay. Also, as a producer, I'm sorry. Can I give you a little behind the scenes here? I forgot my glasses, and it's really starting to be obvious here. As a solo podcaster, not a producer, but you are a producer. But anyway, as a solo podcaster, it's easy to go off tangents. Even with an outline, I try and keep it predictable and similar at the beginning and go different after the interview. Well, there you go. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the idea is your story, your main story should be kind of up front, or at least something about, like, here, we're talking podcasting. I could have talked about how I had a guest in the studio today and my dog threw up, but, you know, that doesn't really help you with podcasting. And I'll talk about that on my, you know, other show. So thanks, everybody. Again, if you'd like to add your comments to that little conversation we have going out there, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/351. All right. Last up here, wanted to give you some little insights. I have talked in the past about podcastclicks.com. And if you were unaware, last week, there was a huge kind of just a bunch of nastiness on the internet with things attacking people's websites and such. And in the process, this didn't happen last week, but a lot of the cleanup happened over the last couple of weeks. And Podcast Clicks got injected with malware, which is horrible because what Podcast Clicks does is you upload a banner and then you get some code, you put it on your website, and when you show somebody's banner, they show your banner on their website. It's a great kind of cross-promotion platform, and it's free. And it may not be in the future nothing that I went back and looked. I'm like, how did this happen? My software's up to date. It just somehow, you know, hackers are hackers. But I want to say right now that podcastclicks.com is clean, but I'm not turning the switch on yet. I'm actually going to invest in some additional security for the website. And so if you're a member, because I basically emailed everybody and said, everybody out of the pool, take the banners off your website until I get this straightened out. And it's kind of a pain in the butt. You have to go to how I did it, because you get blacklisted by Google eventually. And so I had to, you go into a thing called Google Webmaster Tools. So if you actually just do a search for Google Webmaster Tools, you go in, you sign in with your Google account, and you basically say, here's my website, which you then, they give you a piece of code to either put on your website or a web page to upload, and it proves that you own this website. And then once you get it cleaned, and in my case, I had my hosting provider go over and clean it, and then I did some things myself just to double check, and I ran security.net on it to make sure everything was cool. And then you go to Google and say, okay, I promise it's clean now. And they will go over and take another look at it. And if it is clean, they will unblacklist you. So it's kind of a hassle because you have to do this through Webmaster Tools. So I have verified that it is clean, but I'm still telling people, don't put the codes back. There's a couple other security steps I'm going to take. And that may mean in the future that you have to spend, I don't know, $2 a year to help me pay for just the cost of this extra security. Because I do not want this to happen again. There really wasn't, I kind of feel to a certain extent better that in talking with different people, they're like, look, it happens. You know, you had all your ducks in a row and sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. And in this case, I was the bug. And, I'm upset because a lot of the people that use Podcast Clicks are my friends. They're School of Podcasting members. They're people that aren't members of the School of Podcasting. It delivers, you know, hundreds of thousands of clicks to websites every year. And so I just want to let you know that I've emailed folks and I've let them know. But in case you didn't get that email
you know, I'm still saying stay out of the pool at this point. A couple things I'm going to do, and I will let you know when it's safe to come back in. And I appreciate everybody's patience on that, because if you were visiting any of my websites, like I just saw, there was one I forgot about, betterdave.com. I think I need to go tell Google to come rescan it, because I think it's still blacklisted. But anything that had my Podcast Clicks banner on it, in some cases, you were guilty by association. Yeah, again, so you can see why I'm going with the extra security here. So that's the news on that. And that's, you can see, that is a typical thing that I put at the end of the podcast. I'm not going to lead off with that. Want to let you know, I do take that very seriously. And, we'll see how we go forward with this in the future. It, was a very nasty thing. From what I understand, a lot of, not just my website, but other great websites were, compromised in many ways. So, that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, everything we talk about today, you can find out at 352. I want to thank my buddy Ray Ortega today for sharing his podcast success story. I want to thank Daniel J. Lewis of The Audacity to Podcast. You can hear me interviewed on Daniel's show. Go over to theaudacitytopodcast.com/122. Thank Cliff Ravenscraft over at podcastanswerman.com. And Jason Hartman over at speakingofwealth.com and Pat Flynn over at smartpassiveincome.com. Those are where I got those clips today. And a great podcast. So you know that I listen to those guys. And if you're looking to start a podcast, you heard about the power of podcasting today. Not just from me, but from other well-respected internet marketers, businessmen, and people looking to get the word out. And I'm telling you, I have everything you need. And you have me to walk you through the process. You are not alone. I am here to help. I have a two-word plan for the School of Podcasting, and that is I care. And so if you want to sign up, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the Join Now button. It's right there in the upper right-hand corner. And that's if you have a website. If you don't have a website yet, I've got a special plan for you, and you can actually send me an email with the word quick start in the email subject. I will send you a link to order your hosting. I earn a commission from that. I take that commission and I pay me to install your WordPress. I install all the plugins and I give you a month, because you're like, well, great. Now I have a website. I don't know what to do with it. I give you a month at the School of Podcasting. You can watch all the tutorials from planning through recording, producing, content gathering, all of it's there. And you've got a month to go through all those tutorials. And what do you end up doing? You spend $8 for hosting. And you end up with a website and a podcast, basically, by the end of the month. Now, if you are, like I said, you're like, but what about me? I have a website. Why do I get penalized? No, I don't. Here's the cool thing. Use the coupon code LISTENER. That is LISTENER. And you will save on your first month. And that's just my way of saying, hey, thank you for making it to the end of the podcast. I deeply appreciate it. And I really, really, really look forward to working with you in the future. So thank you so much. We'll see you again real soon. I expect to hear, here's some people that are coming up. Jason Van Orden will be on the program. Rob Greenlee, who is the main podcasting guy over at Microsoft, he'll be on the show in the future. I'm going to be talking about, the question I get a lot is people say, Dave, you appear to have 8 million podcasts. And for the record, I don't do all these on a regular basis, but they kind of want to tap into my productivity if I have any productivity secrets. So that might be a future episode on how to be an efficient podcaster. So that might be something coming out. And here's what else we're going to talk about. You ready? Whatever you want to, just tell me. You can email me, Dave at School of Podcasting. You can call it in, 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button out at the website. You can leave a message in the comment box there. You can go click on the contact button out at the website. There's a little form. You can do that. I want to hear from you, and it'll be great. We'll talk about whatever you want. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it is, as I record this, April 21st, and it is time to live a life worth podcasting about. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the inside. And until next week, God bless.